This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone. It's a great privilege to be able to share and interpret some of the important health news of the week. This is hopefully news you can use, news that you can impart to your family members and loved ones and apply to yourself to attain better health. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we welcome your calls this hour. We've got lots to talk about, so let's get going. Are you taking a multivitamin? Well, if you take a multivitamin, sometimes you will be subject to derision because there are still a lot of people who say multivitamins are a waste of time. Supplements in general, they say, are waste. They'll only give you expensive urine. And I say, if that's really the case, we shouldn't bother to drink water because we eventually just pee it out. So why bother to drink water, right? You know, it just goes down the toilet drain. For years, skeptics have been publishing strident headlines like this one. Multivitamins are a waste of money, doctors say. Most supplements do not prevent chronic disease or death. Their use is not justified, and they should be avoided. This according to Scientific American in an article that they infamously wrote in 2013. Nonetheless, Americans expend a total of $8.5 billion on supplements, of which multivitamins account for 65.6% of the overall total in supplement sales, and there's a year-over-year average growth of 1.1%. Other supplements are growing even more exponentially. There's been a big run on zinc and vitamin D and immune-boosting supplements over the past year when we've been encountering coronavirus. So are Americans deluded? Are you just an idiot because you persist in believing that your multivitamin is helpful? A new study places ordinary multivitamins front and center as a bulwark against infectious disease. It's entitled "The Effect of a Multivitamin and Mineral Supplement on Immune Function in Healthy Older Adults." And it's the highest quality study. It's a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial, which, as opposed to observational studies, where we just say, oh, you know, people who take vitamins are healthy. Well, you know, maybe they are healthier because they're more conscientious people. Maybe in other aspects of their lives, you know, when it comes to exercise or diet, they're healthier. They take care of themselves. So we can't necessarily say that people who take vitamins are healthier because they take vitamins, but this is a randomized placebo-controlled trial where they gave a group of 42 healthy adults age 55 to 75 either a multivitamin or an identical placebo pill. And after 12 weeks, there was, and I'm quoting, a significant decrease in duration and severity of illness. There was about a threefold reduction in the duration and about a 3 to 6-fold reduction in the severity of illnesses And they didn't specifically address COVID-19, but they were looking at, you know, ordinary respiratory illnesses that sideline people with colds and flus and the like. Days of self-reported sickness in the supplement group averaged fewer than 3 compared to more than 6 for the placebo group. And you might think, well, that must have been some potent multivitamin. You know, that probably costs like $75 a bottle for like super mega dose multi. Well, no, it wasn't. It contained a mere 700 micrograms of vitamin A, very conservative, 400 international units of vitamin D. That's just a paltry amount of vitamin D. You know, I give my patients at the very least 2,000, sometimes 5,000, sometimes 10,000, depending on their levels. When it came to vitamin E, just 45 milligrams is equivalent to about 45 international units of vitamin E. Paltry amounts of vitamin B6, 6.6 milligrams, 400 micrograms of folate, 9.6 micrograms of vitamin B12. That's very, very tiny amount. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That, you know, a little more vitamin C, but, you know, I personally take 1,000 a couple of times a day, and if I get sick, I, you know, start to increase my intake of vitamin C. 5 milligrams of iron. I'm not sure why that was in there, but, you know, some studies suggest a little bit of iron helps. That's just almost a token amount of iron. We have to be careful with iron and multivitamins. A lot of people prefer to take their multis without iron because they might already have enough iron and they might have iron overload as a result. 10 milligrams of zinc. And again, that's a very conservative dose because for immune support, I prefer 30 or 50. 110 micrograms of selenium. The cancer protective dose is thought to be more like 200. But, you know, a supplement like this could cost mere pennies a day. It's not a very potent supplement. Even the minimal supplementation made a difference. So the authors conclude the findings from the study are sufficient to inform our design for future studies on supplements and immune function. So again, this does not address COVID-19 specifically. And to this date, there has not been an intervention trial, double-blind placebo-controlled trial, that looks at a multivitamin or a specific supplement like zinc or C or D going forward, you know, looking to see whether people were protected from COVID-19. But there's a new study. It's actually scheduled for publication in January 2021, entitled Immune Boosting Role of Vitamins D, C, E, Zinc, Selenium, and Omega-3 Fatty Acids. They threw in one more, Omega-3 Fatty Acids. Could they help against COVID-19? And what they say here, and I'll share this in more detail with you in a newsletter that's coming out this week. Subscribe to our newsletter and you'll get all this information. Key dietary components such as vitamin C, D, E, zinc, selenium, and omega-3 fatty acids have well-established immunomodulatory effects with benefits in infectious disease. Some of these nutrients have been shown to have a potential role in the management of COVID-19. In this paper, evidence surrounding the role of these dietary supplements in immunity as well as their specific effect in COVID-19 patients are discussed. In addition, how supplementation of these nutrients may be used as therapeutic modalities, potentially to decrease the morbidity and mortality rates of patients with COVID-19 is discussed. So, studies are underway. And, you know, I'll admit that as of now, there's no conclusive proof that supplements act as some sort of impenetrable shield against COVID-19. Can't say that. But despite the detractors, there remains a pretty solid rationale for taking that multivitamin, you know, with or without the looming presence of COVID-19 for ordinary protection against infections and respiratory problems that we all succumb to during the fall and winter months, and especially as we face an uncertain fall with COVID-19 still making the rounds. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. More Intelligent Medicine coming up. So stay with us.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As we mentioned before, 877-726-8255 gets you directly into the doctor's office this hour. Or if you prefer, you can call that number 24/7 and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I thank you for taking this call. And I have a question about vitamin D3. Why do some people say take D3 with a K vitamin with K2? And what is the need for both of them together? I'm a heart patient. I get atrial fib not too often. So I'm curious which one I should take. Thank you.
Okay. That's a great question. And because it's a recorded question, I was able to dig up this interesting article that speaks to that precise question. It's a 2017 article, which is entitled "The Synergistic Interplay Between Vitamins D and K for Bone and Cardiovascular Health." And it turns out that vitamins D and K work together to promote bone health, as well as offer cardiovascular protection. They say here in the article that vitamin D promotes the production of vitamin K-dependent proteins, which require vitamin K for carboxylation in order to function properly. K activates something called matrix GLA protein, which prevents calcium from accumulating in soft tissues. So that sounds like a good idea, because the concern is, one of the signs of vitamin D toxicity is that vitamin D promotes the uptake of calcium from your gastrointestinal tract, from your food. You know, only about 1/7 of the calcium that you consume is absorbed. And to some extent, the absorption of calcium from your diet is determined by your vitamin D intake. But also, the vitamin D tends to put calcium back in your bones. But the concern is, will some of the calcium that the vitamin D increases, will it end up in your soft tissues, in your kidneys, in your arteries? And that could be a concern. Well, vitamin K appears to prevent that. So sometimes we refer to vitamin K as the crossing guard for calcium. It helps to promote calcium uptake by your bone in the presence of adequate vitamin D, but it also prevents it from going to all the wrong places. And they say here that while the research is still limited, animal and human studies suggest that optimal concentrations of both vitamin D and vitamin K are beneficial for bone and cardiovascular health, and that joint supplementation might be beneficial. Current evidence supports the notion that joint supplementation of vitamins D and K might be more effective than the consumption of either alone for bone and cardiovascular health. And in this extensive article, which goes on for 37 more pages, they talk about the molecular mechanisms by which vitamin D and vitamin K work together. A specific type of vitamin K seems to work best. That's vitamin K2. And a subtype of K2 called MK7 appears to be most beneficial for bone and for cardiovascular protection. Where do you get K in the diet? Well, vitamin K1 you get for fruits and vegetables. That's good for you, good for immunity, good for making sure that you have adequate blood clotting. But the K2 comes from fermented sources, aged cheeses, and things like natto. Natto, a Japanese soybean concoction that is not really familiar to American taste buds, appears to have a very high level of vitamin K2. But you can also get it in supplements. And for bone, we might recommend 200 or 300 micrograms of vitamin K2 in the MK7 form, with also some potential for cardiovascular protection. So there you have it. I think they work together. Another point to make is that when you take vitamin D, it's essentially have adequate magnesium present. You can take it in, from your multi or from a separate magnesium supplement to make sure that vitamin D exerts its action in a positive way. Let's talk about the naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables and spices and seeds that have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements. It's a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based food, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. From now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health and get one bottle of Elderberry with Zinc and Echinacea, half off, at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Check it out. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. The Australian Prime Minister has backtracked on a plan to make a coronavirus vaccine mandatory. We'll take a look at that story when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com. Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, we do the show in real time, so I try to come up with an answer quickly to questions that our listeners pose to me. And one of the listeners last hour asked about protecting their kidneys because they were taking lithium. Lithium is known to have toxic effects on the kidneys, and it can slowly cause damage, cause your creatinine to go up, ultimately in some cases, a small percentage of cases, but a significant problem is that people develop renal failure while on medications like this. So I circled back and looked at some of the research on how do you protect your kidneys when your kidneys are stressed? And while there are no studies that I can see about protecting your kidneys when you're on lithium, the most common cause of kidney failure is diabetic kidney disease. Diabetes affects all the organs. It affects the eyes, the brain, the heart, the blood vessels, and ultimately the nerves. And it can also damage the kidneys and lead to kidney failure and dialysis. So it's a big problem. How do you prevent that? Here's a study from Chinese researchers, the effects of coenzyme Q10 intervention on diabetic kidney disease. And what they found is that coenzyme Q10 showed a significant amelioration of reduction in kidney function compared to a control group. So it's a preliminary study. It's a small study, but they conclude that we need to make our conclusion cautiously for the effectiveness of coenzyme Q10 application to diabetic kidney disease therapy. More randomized controls trials and formal experimental studies of coenzyme Q10 treatment for DKD, diabetic kidney disease, must be urgently conducted for more clinical evidence providing. And this is like a rough translation from the Chinese, so the English is not that good even. Must be conducted for more clinical evidence providing in the future. That's, you know, I wish they'd had a better proofreader. But nonetheless, that's being investigated, and good idea. And I generally prescribe coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol to help preserve kidney function in our patients with looming kidney failure. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of our recorded calls. I believe this call is from a dental hygienist. Let's hear it.
As a dental hygienist, we usually take the routine x-rays. And I want you to tell me when a small area of decay turns into a medium area of decay and then into the pulp, which causes the treatment of a root canal and a lot of pain and a lot of money. So that's one thing the dental hygienists do at a routine exam is to take x-rays. The other part about cleaning the teeth, it's not just the teeth. We go below the gum line with our instruments, our curettes, and our scalers. We remove the gram-negative bacteria that causes the bone loss around the teeth, which causes you to lose your teeth. So you ask WHO what part of routine dentistry don't they want us to do? And during the AIDS epidemic, we had no sanctions on dentistry, and there was even fear it was in the saliva. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, and that's, thank you for that comment. This caller is reacting to a story that I did last week about how the World Health Organization has said that at this time of unprecedented concern about COVID-19 is that we allow emergency dental care, but that, quote, routine dental care is something that can be postponed to reduce the likelihood of transmission in a dentist's office. And the idea being is that, you know, that's an extraordinary opportunity for the virus to be transmitted, because not only are you face-to-face, but also, you know, when you're using those polishers and, you know, the electronic instruments, sometimes ultrasound instruments that are used to blast the plaque and tartar away from your tooth surface as an effort to prevent dental decay and clean your teeth, that this aerosolizes the virus, and that makes it virtually impossible to contain the virus, even with normal precautions like masks. That prompted a real blowback from the American Dental Association, who said, in essence, so what part of preventive dental care is not essential? Because oral health is very, very important to overall health. We know that gingivitis is something that's associated with cardiovascular risk, may even be associated with Alzheimer's. And so this routine dental care that you say is so non-essential, it's pretty essential when it comes to the overall well-being of dental patients. And so also a lot of private dentists are really, really suffering during this pandemic. They're suffering economically. Some are taking early retirement because they say the patients are scared to come in. And now you have the World Health Organization making this pronouncement that, like, now you don't need to go to the dentist unless you have, like, a, you know, severe toothache, some dental emergency. Yeah, okay, we need to take care of those people, but you can defer routine dental care, so that dissuades people from getting preventive care, like this dental hygienist is talking about, where you can maybe spot a cavity early or an incipient developing cavity and catch it before it erodes the entire tooth and you have to pull the tooth and or you need a root canal. That's a lot worse consequence than the small risk of transmission of coronavirus. But, you know, there's the ick factor that's associated with going to the doctor, and especially now going to the dentist, and the World Health Organization isn't helping anything by saying, oh, yeah, routine dental care, you don't need that anymore. So we'll see. You know, maybe there'll be a terrible legacy of people with very, very severe dental problems coming in a year or two because they ignored proper dental screening that occurs at every, quote, routine visit. One thing that I was commenting on is there was a Corcoran review, which is very controversial, which talks about the dental cleaning. And what they say is that they could not find a benefit in terms of preventing gingivitis and periodontal disease to routine dental cleaning and polishing and, you know, that scraping that they do to remove tartar and plaque. And I got to say that it's disconcerting that, you know, all that effort doesn't yield tangible benefits other than that, you know, your teeth look brighter and your mouth feels cleaner. But the Corcoran group is extremely conservative and often poo-poos elements of conventional medical care. And sometimes they're suspected of being an arm of the National Health Service and socialized medicine in an effort to contain costs and reduce people's use of certain drugs and procedures, which they deem unproven or superfluous, when actually they may do some good, but the bias of Corcoran Group is towards skepticism in employing many of what are now accepted measures of medical and dental care. That's kind of their, that's right in their wheelhouse, is to say, do we really need to do this? 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you're suffering from frequent fatigue, well, who isn't from time to time? Let me talk about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And, you know, I put up a little thing on Twitter the other day, and one of my previous guests, who herself suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome, and she's an expert on chronic fatigue syndrome, she reposted it. She said, you know, she liked it. She reposted it because evidently for people with chronic fatigue syndrome, NT factor makes a difference. It works on the mitochondria, repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half and may reduce your progress towards aging. NT factor is available in Propax Gold. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. And there's fish oil in there too. But if you want to just take NT factor alone, there's a product called Youthful Energy, which is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you with the unique energy support of pure, higher potency NT factor. I've been taking NT factor for years. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. I recommend it to my patients all the time. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you could still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their newly designed user-friendly website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Kind of interesting about the relationship between heartburn medication and COVID-19. There's evidence that people who take these powerful acid blockers like Prilosec and Nexium, that they are at higher risk of COVID-19 because they're such powerful acid blockers that they remove the barrier, the acid barrier, to colonization with the virus. But some more old-fashioned acid blockers may actually be beneficial, according to another observational study that adds fuel to the fire of the controversy about whether these drugs are helpful. The old-line drugs like Tagamet and Pepcid are available over-the-counter. You can just go to, you know, the drugstore and buy them and take them if you have minor heartburn symptoms. They're not as potent and as effective as the stronger prescription ones, which some of which are available over the counter too, Prilosec, OTC. But Pepcid, it turns out, in a small group of 83 patients, was associated with a lower risk of in-hospital mortality and a combined outcome of death and intubation. So there may be just something about their mode of action that might improve COVID-19 outcomes. It's not yet known, but interestingly, those patients taking Pepcid were somewhat protected against the worst consequences of COVID-19, hospitalization, intubation, or death. There was a reduced risk of hospital mortality, and it was not a complete shield against all negative consequences, but it may turn out that medications like Pepcid, relatively harmless medication, could be beneficial should people come down with COVID-19. You know, cheap old-fashioned meds can be repurposed and redirected at this new problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural, daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods,
black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, and from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And 877-726-8255 gets you an opportunity to record a question when we're off the air. So let's hear one of those questions.
Hello, my name is Deb. I wanted to ask a question regarding HDL cholesterol. I am 70 years old, normal cholesterol, normal weight, otherwise healthy. Discovered to have cholesterol deposits only in the aortic artery, whether it's genetic or hereditary, not sure. My question is, how to treat it without statins in order to reduce the risk of a stroke in the future? Is there any supplement that could replace Lipitor or otherwise statins?
Okay. Well, let's first define it. You know, the aortic arch is sort of a curvy part of your aorta, which is the largest artery in the body as it leaves the heart. And that aortic arch is subject to intense pressures throughout your lifetime of many decades. And over time, it's common for a little bit of calcification to occur there. In fact, it's more the rule than the exception in people over a certain age, say 70, you know, 65 or 70. It's almost universal. And it, in some cases, portends higher risk of stroke or heart attack. In other cases, it's just kind of like, gray hair, balding in men. It doesn't necessarily mean, that you're at high risk for anything in particular or, you know, the need to wear reading glasses. In order to determine whether you really need statins, we'd have to look at the, calcium that's present in your coronary arteries, in the arteries within your heart that actually feed the heart muscle. And there could be a real disconnect. There could be some calcification in the aorta, which is outside the heart, which is normal. And what we say, we term it physiologic, you know, it's just part of aging, versus the pathologic or bad kind of calcium that can occur within your coronary arteries. So you say that that's the only place it is. Maybe you already did have this study and they said, no, it's not in your heart. It's in your aorta. Don't worry about it. You don't need a statin necessarily. You mentioned something about your HDL, but you didn't give me the numbers on your HDL. It's fairly common in women past a certain age who, you know, are destined to live to well into their 90s and 100s to have a high HDL. Sometimes that's associated with a high overall cholesterol, but it isn't necessarily bad. In fact, when you have a low HDL and you have a low overall cholesterol, when you're a woman past 70, you're at high risk of dying. That's kind of, you know, surprising to some people, but low cholesterol is a risk factor for death in women over the age of 70. So by no means do you need a statin. There may be some things I don't know about this, but from what it sounds like, it's not automatic that you need to go on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol to prevent the worsening of that calcification. Things that you should be doing You know, I mentioned before the protective effects of vitamin K, so you may want to take MK7, 200 or 300 micrograms a day of MK7. You certainly should take fish oil. That's preventive in terms of calcification. You probably want to take something like aged garlic extract. Kyolic makes a formula called Kyolic Reserve, and I would recommend that you take 2 twice daily. That also has been shown to slow the progression of plaque. And other protective nutrients like olive leaf extract, pycnogenol, resveratrol, these are among the things that we prescribe to people to slow the progression of cardiovascular disease. If you need to lower cholesterol, consider bergamot, consider berberine. These are also things that lower cholesterol and reduce the risk of progression of cardiovascular disease. Well, thanks for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and become a more informed listener thereby to Intelligent Medicine.